You're listening to SBS News.
In an unprecedented move, the nation's Peak Health Committee has issued an advisory urging Australians to avoid six local government areas in Melbourne. The local councils of Hume, Casey, Brimbank, Moorland, Cardinia and Darebin in Melbourne's northwest and southeast have been identified as problem areas for clusters of community transmission. In their first statement on interstate travel, the country's top medical officers, who form the Australian Health Protection Principal Committee, say they strongly discourage travel to and from virus hotspots. Committee Chair Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says the advisory is not advocating for a lockdown, but for caution around interstate travel.
Although there are relatively low numbers of cases in each of those hotspots, only a handful, but nevertheless, we don't know whether there might be more. So that's why the recommendation is people from those areas don't travel to interstate to their family groups and don't travel to the regions in Victoria, particularly if they were going to gather in a large group of people.
Victoria's school holidays start on Friday, while New South Wales schools follow the week after. Borders between the states have remained open, and New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says that will continue.
I'm in regular contact with our health experts. The border between New South Wales and Victoria will continue to stay open. However, as is consistent with the health advice from Victoria and also New South Wales, nobody from New South Wales should be travelling to those hotspots at this present time. And people should consider whether they should be travelling to Melbourne at this point in time whilst community transmission is where it is.
Victoria uncovered 44 new cases over the weekend, and a number of them involved community transmission. More than 83% of new cases in Australia over the past week were recorded in Victoria. The rise of community transmission in the state has also prompted neighbouring South Australia to reconsider its decision to reopen its border, while Queensland has declared all Greater Melbourne a COVID-19 hotspot. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the new cases are concerning.
There is a lot of community transmission. You know, whatever assistance we can all give to Victoria, we should, because it is absolutely crucial that we don't want to see a second wave. That's something else that people stop me in the street about. They say to me, Anastasia, we do not want to see a second wave in Queensland.
Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan says he's also concerned by the spike in cases in Victoria, and he'll be pulling back from plans to reopen the state's borders for the 8th of August.
If Victoria has taught us anything in the last few days, it's that the worst thing that could occur right now is the reintroduction of harsh restrictions in our community. It would devastate our local economy. We won't risk that. Our hard border has been in place unashamedly to protect the health and well-being of West Australians first and foremost. It has allowed us to confidently ease restrictions more than any other state.
Premier McGowan says the state will be moving to phase four of restrictions from Saturday. Gatherings will only be limited by Western Australia's reduced 2-square-metre rule. Unseated performances will be permitted at venues such as concert halls. And major sport and entertainment venues can open at 50% capacity. Mr. McGowan says the changes will make the state the most open and vibrant economy in the country.
So big events at these venues can be organised over the next few weeks. Western Australians will hold the largest crowds in the country by far. Phase four is another giant step for our state. We're confident it's the right step at the right time.
In Victoria, the state of emergency has been extended for another month. Victoria's Health Minister Jenny Mikakos says authorities will now be offering widespread testing in virus hotspots, including in schools. She says tougher restrictions could be reintroduced.
We haven't put those stay-at-home directions back in place in those hotspot areas, but we're not ruling that out. And if people in those hotspot areas particularly limit their movements in the next few weeks, we can assess the situation and see if that makes a difference.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton rejected suggestions that the source of the spike in coronavirus cases is from the Black Lives Matter protests of recent weeks.
It's re-emerging because people aren't doing things as stringently as they might have done a month, 2 months ago. But I don't think the Black Lives Matter protesters contributed. We're not seeing, we're not seeing people who've clearly acquired it there.
He says he's considering updating the advice on face masks as officials consider ways to drive down community transmission.
Look, the HPPC are happy that there is a place for face masks where there is community transmission, where physical distancing can't occur. I'd like to work up, you know, really clear advice about the circumstances to wear masks and how to do it and which masks to wear before I say more.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says outbreaks are expected under the federal government's virus suppression strategy, but he's confident the right actions are being taken.
That's the way we live with COVID-19. This is part of living with COVID-19. We will continue on with the process of opening up our economy and getting people back into work. But there will be setbacks from time to time, but we've built up the systems to deal with the setbacks.
Mr Morrison rejected calls by unions and the Council of Small Business for the federal government to offer paid coronavirus sick leave, suggesting it's a state issue. Victoria became the second state over the weekend after Queensland to offer a hardship payment of $1,500 for workers without sick leave who are diagnosed with coronavirus or who are asked to self-isolate. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.